A generous windfall sharing the profits of fracking, or a cynical bribe to buy off opponents? As fracking faces more protests and legal challenges in areas like North Yorkshire, Theresa May is promising cash handouts direct to residents affected. Until now, the government was proposing to share the proceeds of shale gas only with community trusts or councils. Speaking ahead of a consultation on the plans, the Prime Minister said, "It's about making sure people personally benefit from economic decisions that are taken, not just councils, and putting them back in control over their lives." Last week, the Prime Minister delayed approving the new £18 billion Hinkley Nuclear Power Station in Somerset because of concerns over Chinese involvement and about value for money for taxpayers and energy consumers. Nobody can say that Theresa May hasn't been bold on energy policy since becoming Prime Minister. In just a few short weeks, she scrapped the Energy and Climate Change Department, slammed the brakes on Hinkley, and now she's launching a shale gas shake-up. Fracking involves drilling deep into the earth and injecting shale rock with a high-pressure mixture of water, sand and chemicals to release the gas inside. Estimates suggest there could be as much as 1,300 trillion cubic feet of shale gas under the north of England, providing more than 500 years of gas supply for the UK. Supporters claim that post-Brexit, the falling pound makes it more expensive to import gas and boosts the case for a reliable supply of low-cost shale gas. But opponents say it's dangerous because it requires huge amounts of water, causes pollution and earth tremors, and they dismissed the PM's cash offer as a bribe.
I'm all in favour of subsidising people to encourage them to do the right thing. The trouble with fracking and shale gas is that it's not clear that it is the right thing, and it may be that that's the reason that the government feels that they have to try and incentivise people to do it.
But the Prime Minister, who says she wants to apply this approach to other government programmes in future, is clearly hoping that putting shale gas cash in people's pockets will be persuasive in the battle over fracking. John Craig, Sky News.